final Beaver Fever Friday of the season. Time to focus on BSU baseball, and senior Logan Callis with us right now. Been a recurring theme with a lot of the spring athletes of how lousy the spring has been weather-wise, but has it dampened your spirits or any of the guys' spirits? Are you guys still itching to get out on a field somewhere?
It's good that we can still get on the field somewhere, but it's definitely a little tougher with not being able to play home games or even practice outside at home. I've never seen anything like it in Minnesota to, you know, this extent, so it's a little frustrating.
Let's rewind back to your high school days when you had to make the decision of where you're going to continue your baseball career, if you were going to continue your baseball career and certainly continue your education. Why'd you choose BSU?
I chose BSU because it was somewhere where I could come in and play right away, and I wanted to hit and pitch, so that worked out well, and it had what I was looking for school-wise, too.
You know, college athletes as a whole, I think, get a bad rap that, you know, they're just going to school just to play sports, and school is kind of secondary. At the Division II level, that isn't the case, is it?
Not at all. I mean, you're looking for somewhere where you can come out with a degree and, you know, make an impact right in the workforce and hopefully get a good starting job.
Aside from that, you obviously want to continue what you love doing. Baseball has always been a big part of your life. How hard is it juggling all of that class and still being able to play?
It's a huge challenge. I mean, just for example, last night we got in at 3 in the morning and had 10 o'clock class, and now I'm back here, you know, work on the field a little bit. So it's just nonstop. You don't really have much free time to yourself, so you got to make every hour count.
On the field, you have been very, very successful. You know, as you went from your freshman to your sophomore and your sophomore to your junior and out of your senior year, have you been able to be a little bit more comfortable in what, you know, is being asked of you from the coaching staff, or has it always been, a bit of work?
Well, you're always, you know, going to have to work to fill a different role. It's been, you know, a feeling out period. Coming in as a freshman, you're looking to do some simple things at the plate, you know, and I guess as you get older and you get in more important spots in the order, you look to do more with the baseball or, you know, fill a more important role. So you're always looking to work harder and get better as you go on.
As a freshman, how wide were your eyes of, holy smokes, these guys are really good?
Yeah, your eyes are huge. You do not see the kind of pitching on a day-to-day basis at all as what you see in D2. High school, you find, you know, one or two guys that are throwing mid-80s, but here it's every game, and it's a challenge.
As your career has gone on, how much more of a leader on the field and in the dugout do you think you've become?
I think, if anything, I've become more vocal. Leadership was something in high school where we had a strong senior core, too, so I think, if anything, I got more vocal and, you know, kept doing what I did, just lead by example.
On the field, obviously, this past weekend, you guys split at Upper Iowa, and from what I understand, things got a little dicey there in the 10th inning of the fourth game of that series, but walk-off home runs are something you're never going to forget, are you?
Absolutely not. That's what every kid dreams of in the backyard, you know, whether it's hitting the walk-off home run or scoring the winning goal, so It was my first of, you know, that variety, so it was something I'll never forget.
Walk us through the situation in the at-bat.
Well, it went with, we got our one guy kicked out of the game, and Tim went up and stuck up for him, and then next thing you know, Coach was kicked out of the game. So things were definitely a little dicey and edgy, but I thought I missed my pitch earlier in that back because he was starting everybody off first pitch curveball and I missed it, but luckily he came back 2-2 with a fastball that I could handle.
Makes the bus ride home from Fayette a whole lot more enjoyable, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Splitting on the second day was great, and it keeps us in the picture for playoffs, so hopefully we can get these next eight games in and, you know, have some success.
What are you always going to remember about your time here? Maybe not even on the field.
I think I remember, you know, mostly my teammates. Something I'll never forget is just how unbelievable the time has been. And really, I've learned a lot of time management with just nonstop going, baseball and school. So,
what do you want to do in the future?
We'll start out, I'm a county major, so probably go out into a county internship and then go from there, but hopefully get into a little more of a management role, maybe, you know, finance.
Good luck, hopefully with a lot of games yet this spring, and good luck in the future, Logan.
Thank you.